For more information on Ancient Dragon Zen Gate, please visit our website at www.ancientdragon.org. Our teachings are offered to the community through the generosity of our supporters. To make a donation online, please visit our website. Welcome, and thank you all for being here, and thank you especially to Jason and Louisa and Ashlyn and your wonderful family for being here. We've just had my first baby blessing, also probably Ashlyn's first baby blessing. And in honor of the blessing, I wanted to just talk for a few minutes. I wanted to actually tell a little story. And this story is actually from the Lotus Sutra, which is one of our very earliest Mahayana sutras that's almost 2,000 years old. And the story goes like this. The story goes, basically, I'll paraphrase a little bit. Once upon a time, there lived a man who had a very wealthy friend. And one day the man called on his very wealthy friend, who entertained him with food and wine, and the man became completely inebriated and fell asleep. The wealthy friend, however, suddenly had to set out on a journey for urgent business, and he wanted to give his friend a priceless jewel, which had the mystical power to fulfill any desire, but his friend had fallen fast asleep. So, because he had no other alternative, he had to leave. He sewed the gem into the hem of his sleeping friend's garment. And the man awoke to find the wealthy friend gone, totally unaware of the jewel that his friend had given him. And his life went on. Before long, he sank into poverty and wandered through many countries and experienced many hardships. And after a while, now reduced to just sheer, kind of basic physical needs, he ran into his old friend again. And the wealthy friend was very surprised at his condition. And he said, but I gave you this gift. He told him about the gift he'd given him, and the man learned for the first time that he had all along been possessing this priceless jewel and was walking around with great riches and had no idea. Now, the parable is actually about, in the Lotus Sutra, it's about, it's kind of told by the Buddha's disciples as they reflect on their ignorance and neglecting to aspire to Buddhahood rather than settling for sort of a lower state. But I think it also speaks to our relationship to something that is near and dear to our hearts, which is Buddha nature. And when I talk about Buddha nature, what we mean is it's awareness. It's one big part of it is awareness, some maybe deep wisdom, great compassion, peace, and serenity. It's a quality that we all have, and it's always there. And it's something that was spoken of by Shakyamuni Buddha when he first awakened, his sort of first, words of awakening when he saw the morning star and was enlightened were, how marvelous that all beings are endowed with Buddha nature, yet because of their conditioning, they're unable to see it. So, like the man in the story, we all have this precious quality of Buddha nature, this jewel of awakening, walking around with us, but we forget. And so that's really what we come to practice to do, is to try to remember and to try to wake up. So we forget about this not just about ourselves, but we forget about it with others too. And that's, one reason why I think it's wonderful to have babies in our midst. Babies are easy to love. They're easy to love even when they keep us up all night, which I guess he doesn't do anymore. They're easy to love when they vomit on us and, all kinds of things. But it's sometimes easier to see a baby's Buddha nature because they don't have very much conditioning yet. They're kind of just right out of the box, just, plug and play. So they don't, it's easier for their Buddha nature to shine through. And that doesn't mean that they're always happy in every moment. It doesn't mean that they're always, sort of serene, peaceful Buddha. It means that they're just themselves. They're just totally, totally themselves. And we start to develop conditioning pretty early in our lives. And in fact, if Matt was here tonight, I was going to use him as an example, because even by the time Matt is a second grade teacher, and even by the time, children get to like first or second grade, they have these sort of personalities that are developed that are a lot of their conditioning. In fact, they're quite a lot of conditioning. They're trying to learn, how to be a person in the world. And sometimes the conditioning that they've experienced is really negative, and so they're kind of walking around, trying to get maybe negative attention, or they're, they sort of identify as maybe sort of a bad kid. And that can be really challenging. But I think with kids, as they take on that conditioning, we forgive them a lot, because we don't really expect them to be able to see through that. They're kind of taking on, all the trappings of being a person in the world. But by the time everybody gets to adulthood, we have even more conditioning, lots more conditioning, but we somehow expect more from each other. We somehow expect, awakening from other people, even though we don't necessarily expect it from ourselves. We forget that we have all this conditioning, and we can get very angry when adults don't behave in awakened seeming kinds of ways, when adults aren't demonstrating compassion or wisdom. And it can be hard to remember, that each person we encounter, including ourselves, actually contains the seeds for Buddhahood. The more we don't like what they are doing, the harder it is to remember. And hard to remember that they maybe needs, and all of us, need some help to let those seeds of Buddhahood grow, to clear away that conditioning. So he's just going to town back there. You could try an exercise sometime. You could try it now, I like to do this periodically, to imagine, the people around us as little children. Maybe they're a little bit difficult, but they're lovable. And, when we remember sometimes that every single person we come across was once somebody's beloved baby, sometimes that helps me to, ease up a little bit and try to, temper sort of how I'm responding to them. And to remember that the parts of people that challenge us are really their conditioning. It's not their Buddha nature. People can have a lot of conditioning that we find really challenging, and we can maybe pause and reflect on how we can help ourselves or how we can help others regain awareness of their Buddha nature. So I'll give a couple of quotes. Reb Anderson, in the book Being Upright, which many of us have read, it's a book on the Buddhist precepts, talks about a gift of fearlessness. And what he means by that is it's a way of, maybe extending respect and appreciation to other people in such a way that it fosters their own, self-respect and self-confidence. And I think his point is that as we treat each other as Buddha, it helps to bring about those qualities in the other person and sometimes in ourselves. So he talks about how to demonstrate fearlessness, and he says, it is being upright, willing to be who you are, and being that way so completely, fully, joyfully, enthusiastically, kindly, compassionately, that others see and feel it and are inspired and encouraged to be fully themselves as well. So what I think he's saying, and I think we kind of, maybe if you remember what we just chanted in the Metta Sutta, you can hear sort of elements of that as well. Being kind to others really helps plant the seeds of Buddha in our life, in their life. It's really a lot of what we do here is learning to be kind to ourselves and kind to each other and to foster that awakened spirit in each other. It's a lot easier to relax and be yourself and be kind when other people are being kind to you. And we don't find that enough, I think, you know, in our daily lives. And so that is what we try to practice here. So thank you for bringing a little baby to just sort of, you know, inspire us all and remind us of that wonderful innocence and, you know, wisdom. Babies have a lot of wisdom. I know that actually babies have a lot of empathy. They say that you know, when babies start crying in a nursery setting, that other babies will join in sympathy. And so it's these kinds of opportunities that help us to remember, you know, that wonderful childlike spirit that we all have. So